design in nature. Now, what does it mean? Answers with Ken Ham, a speaker at the popular Answers in Genesis conferences. Well, Ken, it amazes me that evolutionists recognize that a tremendous amount of intelligence is needed to make a computer, and yet they believe that the incredible complexity of life evolved by chance.
Well, you know, the other day I was looking at some plastic roses, and I thought, if you gave these to an evolutionary scientist and asked where they came from, he'd probably begin his research by observing the flowers under a microscope. He'd then make these observations. Even though the petals look real, when magnified under the microscope, he'd see all kinds of imperfections. The edges aren't smooth but jagged, and the color is poorly distributed. No, there are so many imperfections, it's obviously man-made. And yet, if the same evolutionist were to put a real rose under the microscope, he'd probably say something like, well, yes, the color is perfectly distributed. The edges are beautifully smooth. There are no imperfections. This isn't man-made. This is a product of time and chance. This flower definitely evolved. No wonder the Bible states that people are willingly ignorant of the truth. Paul tells us in Romans that the evidence that God created the universe is so great that if anyone doesn't believe, they're without excuse. God created life. It did not evolve.
Ken Ham has written a new booklet, available free on our website, that will help you understand the true history of the world. Christians don't need to compromise with evolutionary ideas. Go to AnswersRadio.com.